بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
محمد وآله.
Unity in the thoughts of Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالى عليه. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. This is your society, a united society, and I am your Lord, then worship me. The one Islamic issue that has been emphasized upon in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is unity. From the early days of his political intellectual movement, Imam Khomeini emphasized upon the necessity of unity among all Muslims, and rather the oppressed in the world. He also put a lot of efforts to accomplish unity among Muslims and all those oppressed in the world. In the speech Imam Khomeini delivered in 1964, at the beginning of his Islamic movement, he said, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam wanted to create unity all over the world. He wanted to place all the states of the world under the flag on unity. On 18th of August 1980, he delivered a speech in which he said, "Those who are endeavoring towards disunity among our Sunni and Shia brothers are the ones making plots of the enmity of Islam and want to make the enemies of Islam dominant over Muslims." He also says, "We should know that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ All believers are brothers, is a divine ruling. It is political ruling that if all the Muslim nations who form almost a billion of the world population remain brothers and treat one another in a brotherhood fashion, nothing can harm them. None of the superpowers will have the power to encroach upon them." In another speech on 1978, he said, "We are philanthropists, and our grand prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was also a philanthropist and tolerated hardship and difficulties for human. He also followed the same command and have good relations with all the human starting. And the world oppressed provided that there is mutual relations and respect. Based on the mentioned clauses and other sayings and words of Imam Khomeini, it is possible to summarize the philosophy of unity in several fundamental principles. One, Islam is the religion of unity and has come to create unity among all human and individuals. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam,
Muhammad
put a lot of efforts to this, and all his teachings and commands were for the purpose of accomplishing this important goal. Two, those who put effort to create disunity and enmity among nations and human parties are the dictators and tyrants who consider creating disunity among nations the way to establish their dominion and plunder wealth. They see unity among nations and the human social group in contradiction to their atrocious interests. Three, establishing justice and resisting of the oppressors, tyrants, and the oppressed can be the pole of unity among nation and all human societies. Four, one of the most important Islamic obligations and rituals is establishment of unity among Muslims. Every Muslim must work hard towards accomplishment of unity among the Islamic societies and nations and avoid disunity. Five, according to the ruling of the Holy Quran and the commands of the great Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, all Muslims are the same, Shia, Sunni, Hanafis, Jafaris, Malikis, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and other Islamic groups are equal in Islam, and anything that will cause disunity among the Muslim brothers is against the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, and is among the major sins. Six, the only way to free Palestine and keep the independence of other Islamic countries is unity among Muslims. Seven, the tyrant and oppressive world power are the only ones against unity among Muslims. In order to establish their dominion over the Islamic societies and prevent growth and development of Islamic nations, these powers will try to prevent their growth and sovereignty through creating disunity and enmity among them. Eight, those Muslim groups and individuals who work hard on creating disunity and enmity among the Islamic schools of thoughts and groups, or among Islamic nations and countries, are hirelings of tyrant powers. It is obligatory upon all Muslims to identify them and exclude them from their groups, and so not allow the creation of disunity and enmity among Muslims pave the way for predominance of enemies on the Islamic societies. Addressing the Muslims, Imam Khomeini Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi says, O powerful Muslim, awaken and get to know yourselves and introduce yourself to the world. By the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Quran, throw away the sectarian and regional differences that have been bred to plunder you and trample your Islamic and human dignity by the hands of imperialist power and their corrupt agents. Ostracize the disunity creators, such as the vassalage clerics and the nationalists uniform about Islam and the interest of Muslim whose danger to Islam is no less than the imperialist. They present Islam reciprocally and pave the way for the plunderers. 9. The disunity creator are not Sunni or Shia. They are the enemies of all Muslims and more broadly, all human. It is a deceit and lie when they pretend support of a group against another, and their goal is to destroy Islam and keep the Muslim society backwards. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be united inshallah ta'ala and to do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us. We have to be united. We have to prevent all things that divide us and that make division between Muslim society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.